Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Bridget Covert, my colleague at South Shore Arts, our director of exhibits. And welcome back, Bridget, to Eye on the Arts.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're going to talk about our summer shows and receptions for both shows with all of the artists involved will be coming up this Friday, July 16th. And we have two shows up, Swell, which is an exhibit on scaffolding, which sounds terribly interesting, and it is. And then what is Isha's show called?
Isha's show is called Imagine Us.
Imagine Us, and these are by Ish Muhammad, who is an artist we've been affiliated with for literally decades now. He's curated for us. He's led our teen arts board in a mural project recently, very well known throughout Chicago and Northwest Indiana. But let's start with Swell, because that's the big show in the gallery.
Yes.
Yeah. What's this business about scaffolding?
So Swell is curated by Lauren Pacheco, who is a gallery curator at Indiana University Northwest. And we had asked her kind of on not a last minute notice, but it was a couple of months ago. And she had this, great idea that she wanted to do. And I had asked her, how'd you come up with it? And she's like, I just wanted to do it. But she wanted to do the scaffolding idea. And she wanted to hang all the work on scaffolding to kind of take the work from hanging on the walls is kind of the traditional sense in the gallery, mm-hmm. to put it on more of a non-traditional sense as scaffolding. So so we set up a bunch of different scaffolding. It's a really neat show, to see as Lauren as a curator, just because she, curated all the scaffolding a certain way and different pieces together and then just to hang all the pieces on the scaffolding. And there's quite a few artists in the show. There's, I want to say, 35 different artists, so a lot of different work from a lot of different people throughout Northwest Indiana and Chicago, and it's just really interesting because you kind of walk through it, and there are paintings hanging on the scaffolding and lots of sculpture and pretty much any media you can think of, really.
Really? All media seems to be represented in this exhibit.
Yeah, it's got a ton of different things. So it's just it's a neat show, kind of this, coming out of, not that COVID's completely over, but coming out of COVID, opening of exhibits are happening again after so many shows were canceled during, the pandemic period.
Right.
So it's just kind of a celebration almost of different artists, different art cultures, and to have it be on scaffolding is just kind of a fun way of presenting all the work.
Mm-hmm. A new way of looking at it.
Yes.
Is it true that all of these artists that Lauren selected for this show, that they all had exhibits scheduled, but then were canceled because of the pandemic?
I believe that's what she said. Or she was trying to use a lot of, people who had canceled exhibits, which I'm pretty sure we had to cancel a lot of exhibits on our end ourselves. So I'm sure almost every artist had that.
Yeah.
So, and then for the reception, which will be on July 16th from 6 to 9, it's just going to be so much fun because all the artists are going to be there, and there's a lot of different artists being represented in the show.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be kind of fun to see our space full again and see people there. So.
Right. And Ish will be having a reception as well at the same time.
And Ish will be having a reception at the same time. And his show is a lot of fun too. It's kind of a mixed media painting sculptural show where he had cut out different, scenes of people dancing and hanging out and having fun and then did his spray painting thing on those and they're really cool. It makes the atrium feel a little bit more, alive and fun and
No, it's real cool. It's very contemporary. Is it plywood that he used for the cutouts?
It's kind of, I think it's a I'm trying to think of the material. It's like a mixed material of almost corkboard. It's really light. It's really nice. And he put that together for us pretty quickly too, which was nice. We had a lot of different cancellations and mixed, things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I have this idea. And so both shows, and it makes it kind of interesting. He did this show for the atrium and Lauren did this show for the main gallery. So they're both curated to our spaces, which is kind of interesting as well.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, I'm great, and I'm grateful for their creativity. Yes, yeah. and your excellent installation skills have always been appreciated. So, well, good.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me on Eye on the Arts to talk about our upcoming exhibit reception on the 16th. The exhibits are up through the end of the summer, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week for another edition of Eye on the Arts.